President Biden had three words today for Republicans intent on suing over his new vaccine mandate that would cover two-thirds of American workers.
Have at it.
And they probably will. Republican critics are calling the new rules, which require businesses with over 100 workers to vaccinate or test their employees weekly, unconstitutional and presidential overreach. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts told Fox News he's looking at ways to push back.
Just as this announcement came out, the phones in my office were ringing off the hook with people who are just in shock about this. And business owners are calling me, telling me about how this is going to make it so hard for them to be able to run their businesses. The amount of
All right, let's bring in our political roundtable. Eugene Daniels is White House correspondent and Playbook co-author for Politico. Hi, Eugene.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great. And Chad Pergram, congressional correspondent for Fox News. Hi, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
So Eugene, if I can start with you, the president isn't just getting heat from conservatives, which we will talk about. Some public health experts say that he actually should have done more, such as requiring vaccines for airplane passengers. Was the president trying to thread the political needle here, you think?
No, absolutely. And I think something that's really interesting is we've been talking to health experts for months who've been wanting something like this for months from the Biden administration, and they've held off. They have held off. They've said they, you know, at times they didn't feel like they had the legal justification for or the legal power to do so. I also think that politically, it's one of those things that just wasn't going to be very popular. I mean, the backlash was going to be swift. But it's very clear that the administration has gotten to a point, as the president said yesterday, is that their patience is just running thin with people who are unvaccinated. And so all of the things that he outlined yesterday are set to make it's harder to live life and operate in society in America if you're unvaccinated. And I think it is the stick of the carrot and stick that we haven't seen so much this year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, our patience is running thin. I mean, that part sounded like a lecture a little bit. Chad, the president surely knew he would get blowback over this from the right. He says he's willing to take controversial positions. How big a stand is this, or a risk is this, politically, you think, for the president?
Well, it's kind of something that the president had to do. He realizes that his presidency, hinges on the success or failure of dealing with this pandemic and vis-a-vis the economy. That's why some people said, OSHA is there to make it a safe workplace. We were kind of surprised that he didn't get them more involved long ago. So that's one thing. And the political blowback is natural on Capitol Hill, especially from Republicans. They're for small government. They're not going to like much of anything the president does to start with. But especially when it gets into this issue of government mandating things. And I want to come back to a term that we used to talk a lot about in the 1990s, unfunded mandates. And when you played the piece of sound a minute ago, that's what people are talking about, that you're making a business do something. The argument, of course, could be made that maybe you're going to make that business more successful because they'll have healthy employees and more people will be willing to come in and, conduct commerce and so on and so forth. But anytime Republicans can portray Democrats as big government mandates, masks, vaccine mandates, anything like that, they believe that is good politics with their base.
Well, let's listen to something that the president said last night.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you.
Ohio Republican and Senate candidate J.D. Vance isn't buying that. It's what we're talking about now. He's calling for mass civil disobedience, urging workers not to comply with the vaccine mandate. Eugene, are Republicans managing to convert vaccine supporters into anti-vaccine mandate voters?
I don't think so. I don't. At this rate and at this time in this pandemic, it seems like we've kind of all gotten to our corners, right? When it comes to, the 25% of Americans who haven't even gotten one shot yet, that is a group that is going to be difficult to convince to get that vaccine. And that doesn't mean that they're all Republicans, right? These are also some. I have some in my family, a Black family in South Carolina, who have not gotten vaccinated. So there are different pockets of it all over the country. But what we know is that this is people are very much have their minds made up about this. And that's why the administration is hoping that the private industry, what they did and announced yesterday, is going to force people to want to get vaccinated because they're going to have, you know, they don't want to get fired, for example, or they don't want to continue to always have to go get tests and prove that they don't have COVID-19. So that aspect of it, the political aspect of it, how people feel about it are pretty much set.
Right, right. We're hearing from business groups like the Business Roundtable and the National Association of Manufacturers welcoming these new rules. But what are some of the unanswered questions about the new rules today, Chad? What are some things that you're thinking about and some of the legal battles that might be out there?
You know, something that some people here on Capitol Hill flagged for me, they said, you know, this doesn't apply to members of Congress nor their staffs. You know, Congress is exempt from a lot of these things. They often follow direction of OSHA or direction from the Office of Personnel Management, which deals with federal employees. But they don't have to. You know, they're kind of exempt through this through Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution, which says Congress can make their own rules. And really, on Capitol Hill, you have 535 different separate HR offices. Each office kind of sets their own rules here. The other thing that I thought was interesting in the, you know, the comments from Republicans, they have not been critical of when you've had other people, you know, say basically the same thing the president said yesterday. The governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, the Republican governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, they have not attacked those figures when they've said, look, guys, get vaccinated. It works. You know, you guys are causing problems for us, those who aren't vaccinated. And when President Biden does it, you have this sense in the Republican Party where they view him as being a scold, and they don't think that that works well. And there's frankly some Democrats who don't think that works well for the president.
And I also think just to add to that, you know, part of this is that the Republican Party, when it comes to how, you know, they basically have been saying these things about President Biden anyway, right? What we saw a lot and was trending online was that he was a tyrant. He, you know, he's forcing you to do things that you don't want to do. He doesn't care about freedom. That is things the Republican parties have already been saying. And so folks that I've been talking to, Democrats, say, well, for the safety of America, for the public health, you know, they're already calling us this. So who cares about the blowback from the Republican Party on that aspect? They were calling you a tyrant, you know, the day before you rolled out this plan.
All right, let's move to the issue of abortion here. Chad, there's another big fight that the White House has joined this week. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its toughest in the nation ban on abortions. This, as we know, is an issue that brings out people like perhaps no other issue in policy and politics. How do you expect this to play out politically here?
Well, Democrats, obviously, they don't like the decision. They didn't like what happened at the Supreme Court. Justice Breyer, you know, has indicated in a couple of different interviews saying that, and I can't remember exactly how many varies he said, but it was a very, 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 very wrong decision on the Texas case. You know, and this could, in fact, prove to be a test case that they get later. But what's important, you're absolutely right, Eugene. It starts to get people to the polls on both sides. And Democrats are willing to say, hey, can we, you know, appropriate this to get more people there? Say, look, they're going to, you know, ban abortions in all these places. We're going to try legislation to codify Roe versus Wade into law. Those on the left are using that as another reason to get rid of the filibuster, because there's no way you can make Roe versus Wade into law getting past a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. That's a problem there. So that issue has now arisen. Never mind that you have some pro-life Democrats, you know, who probably, you know, might support the Texas decision or, you know, might not support whatever the Democrats are trying to come out to codify Roe versus Wade. So you're seeing this energy on the Democratic side, certainly to use this as a wedge issue. And especially when you look at, you know, a place like Texas, where, you know, there's been, you know, some trending there more in the Democratic direction. There's some wondering whether or not this will ultimately backfire on the Republican Party, just not in Texas, but elsewhere.
Now, Eugene, Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, I want to ask you about his political capital right now. This week, he came under fire for defending this law, which does not allow for abortions in the case of incest or rape. Let's take a quick listen.
Texas will work tirelessly to make sure that we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas by aggressively going out and arresting them and prosecuting them and getting them off the streets.
Eugene, he drew criticism for that remark. How do you think it's going to play?
Yeah, I think the criticism is that it is, you know, you can't, that's just, it's not true, right? The idea that you're going to get rid of all the rapists off the streets is something that we, if that could happen, it would already have been done in Texas and in any state in this country, in every territory, and also on the planet. And so I think that aspect of it has made it a little bit difficult for him. But, you know, almost the same with COVID. When it comes to Greg Abbott, his political capital lies in the Republican Party. And so if Democrats have an issue with things that he says, things that he does, it almost doesn't matter. And I think that is a mm-hmm. part of how our politics works nowadays, that it almost doesn't matter what the other party thinks about you, because both parties have such don't have a lot of room in the party for disagreement, especially on the Republican side of things.
Tomorrow is 9/11, the 20th anniversary. President Biden will visit all three sites where the planes crashed, and former President Trump will commemorate a boxing match. There is a lot to watch for tomorrow. Eugene Daniels is White House correspondent and Playbook co-author for Politico, and Chad Pergram is a congressional correspondent for Fox News. We didn't have enough time, but thank you both so much for taking the time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.